Bonus pilot.
Past Abby had no idea what a slam. I still get even confused. Dunk slam or slam dunk? I think it's slam dunk.
G'day and welcome to another episode of What I Might Say, the podcast where we get some advice from our past selves because they do have some little nuggets of advice for the things that we're going through now. Sometimes I have to give them a little bit of credit. They got us here. This next episode I'm really excited about because this is a person that has had a very similar sort of start to me. Had their start in Kalgoorlie and left for the big city to go pursue a career in radio. I really related and resonated with this story, and it just once again follows the trend that, you know, our past selves really want to inspire and motivate us. I really love that. And this is a great story from Abby Cullen, who's just released a podcast. And of course, I jumped on the opportunity to have a chat. And I'm really glad Abby was excited to be on the interviewee side of the mic as opposed to the interviewer. So I'm really happy to give her a chance to share her story. So let's get straight into it.
Hey guys, my name's Abby Cullen. I am a workday announcer in Kalgoorlie Boulder. I cover the whole Goldfields region, which is pretty cool. So radio has always been a bit of a, goal for me to become one with, get in the industry and whatnot. I'll be very honest, it all started probably when I was in high school. So I went to boarding school, and I remember the boarding house took us to an event with, you know, boys, and at the time being with boys was a pretty big deal. At the back of the bus, the girls would be gossiping about, you know, who they like, what boy they saw, and I'd be listening to the radio. And at that time, Smallsy Surgery would be on, and they'd be all giggling about the boys, and I'd be like, what's Smallsy giving away? So I was a bit of a nerd with radio. So it all started back then, let's say 2015. And for a very long time, like, I guess commercial radio has been such a goal to tick off the bucket list for me to be an announcer, to be involved with them. And when I was, I want to say 20, maybe 21, I was actually constantly reaching out to Nova 93.7 in Perth. And I was that annoying girl through COVID. Hi, are there any internships? Hi, do you need any volunteers? Hi. The poor reception girl probably knew me by name. Abby, no. Again, this week we don't need anyone. But my friend sent me a job ad on Instagram that they were looking for Casanovas. For those of you that don't know, the Casanovas are, I guess, roadrunners. They drive around the branded cars, give out the free stuff. They have a spinning wheel, you spin it, and if you land on certain numbers, you win pretty cool prizes. But you always got to take away something, whether it was like a hat or, you know, a water bottle, bag, the whole shebang. So from that moment, I guess I got my foot in the door. I went into my interview, and I remember the man that was hiring was like, well, why do you want to do this? Tell me a bit about why. And I was like, you know, volunteering at a radio station is so good. He was like, wait, you know, you get paid for this. And I was like, stop it. Not only do I get to work for like a really cool company in like Nova, but I get paid. Wow. Again, my eagerness didn't stop me from getting anywhere. I was a Casanova. I worked in sales for 5 minutes. I did the reception for a little while too, which was fantastic because, you know, everybody in that building would walk through the front door. So you're the first person to greet them. It was just an incredible experience. And I remember the day that I told the content director what my goals were in the radio industry. And I was like, you know, programming would be the best thing, but on air is my dream. And I think the next day, this is when COVID was still a thing, by the way, like a bit, you know, in the unknown phase. And I get a call the next morning, and that content director Teams called me, and he goes, so Abby, the assistant producer for Nathan, Nat and Sean, she might have COVID. Do you want to come and learn how to do the ropes so that you can be that person to step in case she does have it? And I kid you not, I cried. I was like, oh my gosh. So I was emotional, and, you know, any good radio, there's someone getting emotional. So they put that one to air. That was my first on air thing. They were like, we are so good to work with. Anyway, so from that moment, I gained really great connections. And I was also the person in the office that really looked after, I guess, people that would come over from over east, including Ricky Lee, Tim or Joel Creasy. He's a local WA boy. And I remember I gained really good relationships with their producers. This is where the whole, you know, big story part comes in. And, Yeah, pretty much. I told their producers, hey, I'm coming over to Sydney next week. I had no flights booked, by the way. And I was like, oh, I'd love to do work experience with you while I'm there. And they were like, absolutely, come along. We'd love to have you. You've helped us a lot. So I booked my flights that night, caught the red eye. I did not even sleep that night that I went. I think it was like 2 days later. I got changed at the airport and lugged my suitcases through Sydney. You know how, you know, there's that movie, let's say, and it's about a young girl trying to find herself and she's moved to this big city and got her big suitcases and she's having that main character moment. That's how I felt. So it was amazing. But yeah, Sydney is a very big place. I reckon I walked like 5Ks to get there because I could not figure out how to use the public transport system. I think I got to one place and it was the opposite end and I was like, I'm just going to walk. So me with my big suitcase, it was hilarious. Got there, they put my suitcase away for me. I did not look great because I hadn't slept. But I think they were so impressed with my eagerness to come over just to give it a go. I did tell them later on that I didn't have any family to visit in Sydney. I just came over specifically hoping they'd say yes to work experience. And on the back of that, they offered me a job with Smallsy Surgery and Nova's Red Rooms to be a coordinator and audience engagement coordinator as well. So when you want something, there's only yourself standing in the way of it. And if you want it so bad, you make it happen. If there's a will, there's a way. Going over to Sydney, if I could tell myself one thing, it would be you're making the right decision, first of all. Putting your foot forward, not everybody does that way. So you did get to stand out. But that role was honestly really challenging. I think that role for me, that was my first proper full-time job in the radio industry. And I don't think I was ready for it, to be completely honest with you. It was super challenging, personally and work-wise, I think. Like, I was leaving my boyfriend. He was living in Perth. I was living in Sydney. That was really difficult. My family, my friends, I knew no one in Sydney. That was, and the cost of living was crazy. I think in the personal sense of things, again, I probably wouldn't change anything. It's character building, as my mum likes to say. But work-wise, definitely a few things I would highlight for myself. I was not myself a lot of the time, I think because leaving, you know, home, right? You do subconsciously create a bit of sadness. And I think I really shoved that down the hole and didn't face that because there were a few times where normal me wouldn't have done what I did over there. So for example, we had a work function and I love a couple of pints of beer. I'm a Kalgoorlie girl. So I can't. But, you know, I think because those deep emotions weren't at the surface, obviously drinking is not the right thing to do if you have them, right? So I had a couple of pints of beer and I was not myself in front of my work colleagues. So I don't know what was going on, but that is not me. I don't drink often. I don't have big nights. So that for me was really out of character. And even my partner was like, are you all right? Like something's not right. And then the next day, I was so unwell from that moment. I don't know if this is worth sharing, but I want to be honest. I didn't go to work the next day because I was so poorly, we'll say the right word, hungover. And I was so disappointed in myself because that my work ethic is, I want to say, top notch. I'm a really hard worker. I don't let things like that get in my way. And I would say to my younger self, if you're feeling these things, you need to talk about it. Because if you don't, you're going to be faced with some pretty shitty consequences. And that being, I think a few of my managers saw me as like, oh, this girl's not serious, which is really, really sad, right? Because I am. I really appreciate the radio industry and what it has to offer. But you know what? In saying that, I don't regret it because it's taught me what I've just said, really. Like, that wasn't me. It's okay to talk about it when you're not feeling good. And it's such a cliche thing to say, right? Like we all know it's not okay. Well, it is okay to not be okay, but it's actually actioning it and talking about it. It's actually quite tricky. But yeah, that's probably my biggest thing to when you move away to really talk through your feelings. It's not silly. And just to, I reckon as well, I wish I communicated more with my managers that I was a bit homesick. I really wish I communicated that more. And I think as well, you probably know this, but no question is a silly question. So I definitely didn't take that on board. I feel like I was like, I should know how to do this. I don't need to ask the question. I don't want to be annoying. But like I mentioned, this was my first full-time job in radio. So, you know, I just, yeah, they're probably the biggest things I would highlight for myself. And if I could talk to my younger self, those are the things I would tell her. I think the younger self to give to current Abby, things work out in weird ways, but you need to trust the process. That's the biggest thing I would highlight for her, or for me, I guess. I don't know, her, me, same. you can make your dream a reality. Just because you are somewhere doesn't mean you can go somewhere else. And as well, if you want it bad enough, you can make it happen for yourself. Don't rely on others. If you want it, you do it. And the worst thing somebody can say to you is no, as well. Like, ask the question. You never know how they're going to respond. But what if they say yes? One of your bucket list items could have been just ticked off for you. So, you know, never be afraid of asking. And I guess the worst somebody can say is no, because I've had to build up some courage, build up some confidence and be like, hey, I'm not sure if you have an MC for this event, but I would love to help out if I could. The response being, oh, Abby, we actually haven't gotten to that point, but it's so good to know that you're forward for this. Let's lock you in right now. Like, just little things like that. So I think, yeah, the biggest one I would tell her, or tell me, I'm still a bit confused, but tell Abby is, don't be afraid of asking the question and trust the process for sure. It might be sounding really cliche, but they're really, I think, big things for me. Absolutely. Where I am right now, again, I never ever thought I would come back to Kalgoorlie-Boulder, but I'm so, so grateful that I did, because the connections that I've made, the doors that have opened up, I don't want to say have opened up for me. I feel like I've opened them up myself through hard work, but as well, the opportunities I've been able to achieve. For example, I now courtside announce the basketball that happens, the NBL 1 West, you know, just little things like that. I wouldn't have gotten that kind of opportunity in Sydney because the competitiveness is a real thing. So being able to have that stuff on my CV and my resume now, emceeing local events and, you know, that's just, it's absolutely wicked. And yeah, I was doing the Abby for Breakfast show last year, unfortunately, with everything going on around the radio industry. I'm very fortunate to still have a job, but a lot of us do. Like, it's not, a lot of people got made redundant, but a lot of people still were fortunate to keep their roles, which I'm proud to be one of them. Well, not proud. I am proud, but I'm very lucky, I think is the right word, because it's a very unknown time. It's a very unknown time. But yeah, my dream was to have a breakfast show of my own one day, and I've now been able to tick that off. So I now do the workday shift, which is still really cool, but I would like another challenge for sure. I would love to see what it's like in that metro city, whether that's Perth or even overseas. I'm okay to move overseas. I don't complain. but I think I've done my time over East, to be very honest. I mean, if the role of my dreams popped up and I got offered it, for sure. But I don't know. I think WA, West is best. I'm sure you know, Ethan. But even, you know, creating overseas memories and connections, relationships, work-wise would be phenomenal. But yeah, I think the next challenge for me that I would really appreciate is being an announcer in a metro market. I think that's next on the cards for me, and hopefully that comes to fruition.
Oh, before we wrap things up, I'm really keen to hear about your podcast. So do you want to talk a bit about that quickly?
I mean, the podcast is so new, and like I mentioned, my boyfriend and I did long distance. So that's when the idea came to my head about, you know, we wanted to know more about tips and advice on long distance relationships, but out in the world, believe it or not, how big it is, there was not much advice about how to deal with a long distance boyfriend or girlfriend or partner. And in saying that, like, we are all away from somebody we love, whether that's our parents, our siblings, our cousins, our friends. So the From Far, Far Away podcast explores all of that with different people, gives different tips, different advice from other individuals who are away, and how they dealt with it. Because I guess hearing from other people and their stories, it can really resonate with whoever listens. So yeah, feel free to chuck a like or a follow, whatever you do these days. but Yeah, I'm hoping that, let's say, the From Far, Far Away podcast does reach great recognition and reaches lots of ears across the globe. Again, it's not something I want to rely on because I'm not too sure how it'll go. I think it's an open door and we'll see, go with the flow kind of situation. But it's more a project that I want to help others, not necessarily get viral or whatever from it. I want to help others because if I was feeling a bit confused and lost in that long distance situation, I'm sure somebody else is. So that's what it's there for, to help people, I guess. And I'm hoping that's it reaches the right ears to help those people, but obviously create some fun and funky content along the way. But yeah, go check it out, From Far, Far Away. It can be found on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Probably plug my podcast as well. So this has been What I Might Say. Give it a like and subscribe if you're keen to listen to more interviews like this, or reach out if you'd love to be on yourself. But definitely go check out Abby's podcast as well, From Far, Far Away. It's a really cool listen, and she's got some great guests coming up as well. So I'm really excited to see where that goes. But until then, thanks heaps for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.